leading the news this morning. The UN Security Council has once again failed to reach agreement on further sanctions against Syria. The Foreign Affairs Minister Bob Carr has joined other Western leaders by condemning Russia and China for once again vetoing a resolution aimed at ending the violence there. Rebels are now waging a fierce battle with government forces for control of the capital, Damascus. Security camera footage has been released of a man suspected of the suicide bombing of an Israeli tourist bus in Bulgaria. The man with long hair and a backpack can be seen here walking around the Burgas airport just before the attack. Israel is blaming Iran for the attack, which killed 7 people and injured 30. The man who ran Egypt's intelligence service under deposed President Hosni Mubarak has died in the United States. Omar Suleiman had been appointed vice president just before the regime was toppled. Suleiman was 77. He died unexpectedly while having medical tests. A week-long shutdown at Ford's Geelong and Broadmeadows factories in Victoria begins today. Car making has been suspended as the company struggles to cope with falling demand. This week, Ford announced more than 400 job losses, cutting daily production by a third. And Queensland health authorities are waiting for the outcome of experimental treatment of a woman exposed to the deadly Hendra virus. She was flown to Brisbane from Rockhampton yesterday after being in contact with a horse that died from the virus.